Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to it, boys, because joining us live on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing. I know
when now. Is a country star, a Sooner fan, and a damn fine American. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Toby Keith. How you doing today, Toby?
Yeah. I'm enjoying this beautiful day on the golf course and doing these phone calls for Roger.
Oh, nice. Before we get into that, where are you playing golf, man?
Belmar, my home course in Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay, that's beautiful. You know, you have that delicious Toby Keith's there at Windstar. Do you ever make it over to Windstar to play their 36 holes of awesomeness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we cruise down there once in a while, but this is about 3 miles from my house, so we play. In fact, we have a big NCAA women's golf tournament out here today, and the horns are here.
All right.
Oklahoma's here, Notre Dame's here, Florida State's here, Mississippi State, Texas State, Oregon. There's a bunch of top women's teams out here doing a big NCAA tournament.
Oh, very nice. Hey, of all your songs, you've had a lot of hits. What's the one people ask for the most?
There's four or five of them that come up the most. The one that means the most to me is the first one, Should Have Been a Cowboy, because that opened a lot of doors for me to give me my something to stand on while I was putting the rest of that stuff out. But Who's Your Daddy, How You Like Me Now, American Soldier, some of them, Beer for My Horses, you know, they get a lot of requests.
And I'm sure you get asked this question quite a bit. How frequently do you have to actually put a boot in that ass?
Oh, you know, when it's necessary.
It's so great. As you're writing that song and you're thinking of all the different things, you know, we will punch you in your face, we'll whatever. And when you came up with, we'll put a boot in your ass, I mean, did it just fit perfectly? What happened at that moment?
Well, none of the other phrases worked. It was just like, if you're going to go ahead and go here with it, let's go here with it. You know what I mean?
I think the commitment was real.
You couldn't bail out of that when you're writing a military song.
That's right.
No, I don't think so. I want to hear what kind of a relationship do you have with the Boz? Because he's about mine and Ben's age, was a huge high school sensation here, and then went to OU. So I'm sure you have some sort of connection to the Boz.
I've known him for 25 years or something. I've known him a long time. He's at my restaurants, I've ate at his. We're on the phone probably 6-7 times a year and see him at games. And then if I'm in his area, he comes to a show, you know. But he was living between L.A. and Austin a lot. And so when I'm on the road, I'm not going to run into him very much, you know.
And you guys, you know, in terms of putting this awesome event together, there's a tremendous amount of buzz because of how many big names are playing in this thing. It's a celebrity softball game for charity. It's going to be Thursday night before Texas OU weekend, or you may call it OU Texas weekend. And that's going to be at Dr. Pepper Ballpark Thursday, October 4th. Is this the second year or third year of this thing?
Second year. Last year we just did. Roger Clemens called me and said, hey, you want to do a thing with the Wounded Warriors before the OU Texas game? So we put some guys together, and it turned out really good, and some people came in and said, we could blow this thing up for charity if you guys are willing to do it. So Roger, Matthew, and Vince Young and them started getting it. It's more about, you know, you can get some players out there. It's more about getting the big names. So I went and got Switzer and Stoops and Billy Sims and Bosworth and Trey Young and Blake Griffin and people like that's who I invited.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, you just want to put a big celebrity parade on because nobody's going to play great softball.
So in terms of the guys on the Texas side, I know you guys are all friends, but who do you secretly hate the most?
Roger. No. No. He's I travel with him a lot. Me and him probably in the off season. I work June to October, my heavy turn schedule. And then in the wintertime, our families travel together probably 6-8 weeks a year and go all over and play golf, celebrity tournaments, and travel, have fun. So this is kind of his brainchild, and he's got it. No, I don't hate anybody over there, man. I love Mac Brown. Most of those guys I've met are nice guys. You know, I don't have any hate for nobody.
You know, just kind of connecting the dots here, you may not have crossed paths, but I'm just assuming because of your background and being one state over, one of our show buddies is John Daly. Have you ever played a round of golf with him?
All the time. And he's you know how there's a lot of people in the world acting like they don't care less? He
right.
really don't. John really don't. I mean, John, if John, if you was to hang out with John for 2 days, you'd just go... You'd say it's amazing. I think that's why his galleries are so big, because he's won a couple of majors and was the first guy to really hit it a long way and be the man, you know?
Right.
And he'll smoke a cigarette, flip it down on the green, putt his putt, you know? He'll go over, he'll play barefooted, you know? He really don't care what people do.
No, he does his thing, and I'm assuming you've heard some of his music. Do you like I Hit It Hard, Man?
Oh, yeah. He's and he can outdrink anybody.
I don't doubt it.
No, I mean, I go to his tournament in Arkansas every year, and the dude can flat go. I mean, he puts the rest of us to shame.
Okay, now we've heard the legends of, like, Andre the Giant, and that's not fair. But, like, what do you think is the most – what's the most beers you could put away in, you know, a 24-hour period, responsibly, of course, and then what do you think – where is Daly on that?
Well, Daly just drinks vodka right out of the bottle.
Daly tea stuff he drinks?
If you drank 30 beers in 24 hours, you wouldn't even be in his wheelhouse. you know?
And he could still golf.
No, I know it. Hey, I showed up over there on a Wednesday, and his tournament started Thursday, and he got in at 3 in the morning from winning one of those seniors deals down in Houston. He got in about 3 in the morning. I got there about 2. To his house, and he was drunk when he got there. He didn't go to bed. He drank all night. I went and played a round of golf that morning, got in about 1:30 in the afternoon, and he was sitting in the swim pool with a plastic bottle of vodka floating in the pool about 3/4 done. And hadn't even been to bed. So
I know you did a couple songs, or you did one song at least with Willie. You still stay in touch with Willie Nelson?
Since Joey passed away, I had a player in my band. You remember the movie he was in, Honeysuckle Rose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the little guy that played his son in that movie was my guitar player for years.
Oh, wow.
He lives there in Dallas, Joey Floyd. He passed away, and he was always in the loop with the crew and the stuff. And Willie lives in Hawaii most of the time. So I still see him, but not as much.
Well, Toby, I tell you what, man, we really appreciate you. I know when I'm playing golf, I don't want to be interrupted, so we appreciate you taking the time to call in. We'll promote the event, and you have a great round. We'll see you on Thursday the 5th.
All right, thanks for supporting this event, and I look forward to seeing everybody out there. Thank you.
Absolutely. There he goes, Toby Keith, nice enough to join us from the golf course. I misspoke. Thursday, October the 4th, it's the Red River Celebrity Softball Game. You can get tickets at rrcsg.org. And don't forget, if you put TEXEX, T-X-E-X, donation, go to the Texas Exes Scholarship or OU alum for Sooner fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.